Earlier this month, Daniel Innes announced his candidacy for the congressional seat held by the embattled Frank Ginta. If he wins, he could become the nation's first openly gay Republican elected to Congress. And HBR's Emily Corwin has this profile.
Last November, Dan Innes lost the Republican primary to Frank Ginta by 8% of the vote. It was a tough race for Innes. Ginta had held the seat before. 6 months later, the feds fined Ginta for accepting several illegal campaign donations from his parents years earlier. And when that news hit, Innes says,
"People came to me and said, okay, you need to get back in there and do this."
Innes has never held office. He's the former dean of UNH's business school and teaches marketing there. He and his husband have also bought and sold two hotels in downtown Portsmouth. Yes, husband. Dan Innes is a gay Republican. He says for fellow Republicans in New Hampshire, being gay just has not been a problem for him. His liberal and especially gay friends, on the other hand,
they had the strongest reaction. Yeah. I don't know, a couple of them were mad at me.
In fact, in this state, some of the people most conflicted about the idea of a gay Republican are gay people.
So you guys are engaged?
Yes.
When are you getting married?
June. We're hoping June.
I met up with recently engaged Monica Dorley and Jen Scumaci at a coffee shop in Portsmouth. Between the two of them, they capture some common reactions.
He said he was a gay Republican, and that just doesn't make any sense to me at all. Sounds like you made that up.
Dorley says Innes is inexplicable, possibly a sellout. Her girlfriend Scumaci agrees at first.
I think my gut reaction is Republican, conservative, not for me.
Scumaci says conservatives have marginalized so many people for so long. But the more she thinks about it, the more she sounds like this.
I think it's cool to see someone like Dan Innes, you know, who is a gay, married gay man. I mean, to me, that's the kind of stuff that helps change, you know, break down some of that.
And Scumaci says, isn't it kind of hypocritical for gay folks to put anyone in a box? If the guy wants to be a Republican, why shouldn't he? And to this, Dan Innes would probably say, thank you. What he wants to talk about, after all, is the economy.
I believe that leaving money in the hands of the people is always the best alternative. I believe that free markets are the most efficient markets.
Innes doesn't lay too heavy on the anti-government rhetoric. Sometimes he says we need regulation, but
when you have government intervention in things that work well and are efficient, it usually gets screwed up.
Innes says he was that kid in high school who couldn't wait for economics class. Free markets are his comfort zone. Get him on social issues and things get a little less comfy. For example, is gay marriage a civil right?
Of course.
Is it a civil right that should be enforced federally?
I'm a states' rights guy, so this is a tough question for me.
Here's Innes on abortion.
You could consider me pro-choice. I am personally opposed to abortion. It's not something that it's hard for me to say.
Although Innes is no longer the dean of the business school, he does still teach marketing classes at UNH.
Can you think of a brand that fits into each of these boxes?
During a recent lecture on corporate branding, students tried to name rugged brands like Timberland and then sophisticated brands like Christian Dior. Then Innes asked students,
what's a sincere brand? Any thoughts?
That's a good question for Innes's campaign. As former GOP chair Wayne McDonald mentioned, there's a rumor among some New Hampshire Republicans that Innes only joined the party in 2012. It's not true, but it does have a certain logic considering Innes's moderate social views and the GOP's legacy with gay rights. Still, McDonald says,
given the race that Mr. Innes ran in the last election in the primary, he's smart, respected. You know, I think it would be fair to say that an Innes candidacy, an Innes nomination, an Innes election is a definite possibility.
If there were an Innes election, New Hampshire could make history. No state has ever elected an openly gay Republican to Congress. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.